I hope you're as happy to be back in the Microsoft Virtual Academy studio as I am. Today we're talking the interesting topic of digital media for small businesses. I know you think you've heard it all before, and I know you think you know it all. I think Neka's going to teach us a couple of more things than what we know. Neka, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
It's lovely to have you here. I'm Catherine Young from Thinkroom Consulting. You know me by now, but introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi, my name is Neka Okekaru. I work at Enterprise Women Center in Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria. And the EDC is the premier entrepreneurship center in Nigeria, developing the needs and capacities of entrepreneurs.
Yes. Awesomeness. I believe you're an adrenaline junkie.
Yes.
Just when we were preparing for the studio session, Neka was telling me about wanting to go on some skyscraper.
Bungee jumping, jumping off the cliff.
I wish I could tell you I'd go with you, but I'm too scared. Welcome. It's lovely to have you in studio. And I know that the enterprise, the development center that you have, you do a lot of good work in Nigeria, and we thank you for coming into studio. And I really want to just pick your mind a little bit. This is part of the mini series, so it's a short 10-minute video, but we want to talk digital marketing, right?
Yes.
Digital media, actually. Talk to me about the difference between digital media and social media.
Okay, so social media is actually a component of digital media.
Right.
Okay, so digital media is much wider. So yeah. Digital media, we're looking at the websites.
Right.
We're looking at other platforms like that. So social media actually fits into digital media.
A part of that.
It's a part, yes,
okay.
A component.
Okay, so for small businesses, I would imagine it makes sense then to have a whole digital media approach.
Oh, yes. So for small businesses, they must have a more holistic approach.
Right.
And not do things in bits and pieces.
Yes.
So in thinking about it, so if I'm a baker,
right.
So what's my digital media strategy?
Yes.
Okay, so I must have a website.
Yeah.
Should it be an interactive website?
Yeah.
Should it be a website where people can go and place orders? So
yes.
Now do I need an e-payment system
right.
on that website?
Right.
So beyond doing that,
yeah.
So do I want to sell online?
Right.
So now we move to social media. So can I use Facebook?
Yeah.
Or should I use Instagram?
Yes.
Should I use WhatsApp? Or
yes.
Should I use Snapchat?
Right.
And then Twitter. Where's the role of Twitter in all this?
Wow.
So those are the things that we look at in digital media and social media.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fascinating. So I'm hearing you say, depending on what business you are, you may have different ways of executing your digital media strategy, and you may use different channels and different tools to get there.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Why is it important for small businesses to have a digital footprint?
It's very important because today more than ever, nobody's local anymore.
Yeah.
So there's nothing like a local business.
Right.
You can be sitting in your factory in Ajawa Estate in Lagos.
Right.
But there might be somebody in Tanzania that's interested in
yes.
your business. So you must have digital presence.
Yes. Yes.
So once someone hears XYZ come, the first thing they're going to do is just put that in the system and see what comes up. And if you're not there, then you don't exist.
Mm.
So it's very important for small businesses from the get-go to think about what their digital footprints will be like. What kind of story they want to tell
yeah.
with their business.
Yeah.
And then for the thing that's more important to them is selling.
Yeah,
so a lot
exactly.
of people actually can sell
yeah.
online.
Yeah.
Quite a number of entrepreneurs are doing that now in Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Mm.
There's some that you can pay for, but by and large, for things like blogs,
wow.
Instagram,
exactly.
it's free.
Exactly.
It's just
the time of generating the content, right?
Exactly. That's just it. So it's something that small businesses should start to take into consideration and maximize those platforms.
Mm.
So I think the key thing is maximize. Because the thing about, especially for social media.
Yeah.
So social media is all about interaction.
Yes.
And the way businesses are going now, you must interact with
yep.
your consumers. You must interact with your clients.
Yep.
They must know that you're there.
I agree.
And it's... it emphasizes the need for engagement at all levels.
Yeah.
So that's what social media has done. So if you look at Facebook, quite a number of entrepreneurs, probably almost 90% or
right.
more, I don't have the actual stats,
right.
Are selling on Facebook.
Yeah.
In Nigeria, a lot of entrepreneurs in lifestyle use Instagram
yes.
because it's more visual.
Right, right.
And then some people are doing YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Some people have blogs.
Yeah.
And then for those that want to be seen as thought leaders in their field, they tweet.
I absolutely love that. So all the examples you've actually just mentioned are possible to do. It's very cost effective. If you do place a Facebook ad, it's very cost effective. The other things are for free. But what you're saying is it's so important. You have to have this digital footprint. You have to decide the right channels. It's almost not a differentiator anymore, but it's an entry to the game, right?
Yes, it is.
That is very interesting. What about training on digital media?
Well, it's interesting you say that because recently at my center, I said using WhatsApp to do my case study discussions for my students in Abuja.
Yes.
So I'm based in Lagos, which is an hour's flight to Abuja.
Right.
And trying to do online chats wasn't working for a lot of them because of data.
Yeah.
But on WhatsApp, which requires less, we could do it. So increasingly, people are doing training not only on the conventional YouTube, okay, but they're also using WhatsApp. And they're using, so WhatsApp actually now has a new component which you can use like you're doing for YouTube. So it's interesting.
Really?
Yeah, so you can do a lot of training online using social media.
Yeah.
Instagram, you can tell your story online.
Yes.
So, and there's a connection you have with your followers and with your consumers.
Yeah.
It's more real to them, unlike the traditional way of marketing, where we place adverts in newspaper.
Yeah.
And that's a mass medium. You don't even know who's going to read it.
Exactly.
If it makes any sense.
You don't know the reach. Exactly.
Yeah, so and that costs money.
Exactly.
But this is free.
Exactly. And then digital media, you can also measure the reach.
Oh, yes.
And the engagement.
Yeah, you can measure the reach, the engagement, and you can do more analytics on it.
Right.
So you can actually say to yourself, so for Facebook, and target specifically.
Yes. Yes.
And that's actually the most important thing. So you can use the small resources you have more efficiently and effectively.
I absolutely love that. Entrepreneurs, you have no excuse, right? We've just got it so clear and so you've simplified it so nicely. It's just go out there and do it, I think is the case. Some closing thoughts. Do you have any?
Closing thoughts. So yes, there are some things that are free.
Yeah.
But when you're starting, there's some campaigns you might have to pay for. But don't look at the cost.
Yes.
And if you do look at the cost, compare that with a full page advert.
Exactly. Full page newspaper
advert.
Exactly. Or above the line TV. You'll quickly pay the Facebook ad for sure. That is absolutely awesome. And I think in conclusion, what I'm hearing you say is you could be a thought leader. You need to decide what e-communication channel you want to do, what digital channel you want to do. Videos is still playing a part. A great new feature on WhatsApp. That's absolutely fascinating. Don't miss our video with on a similar topic, 10-minute video on the social media side of this. Just some other resources. If you want to go to the NigerianBulletin.com, there's some interesting social media sites there to go look at. Hootsuite is a winner for all entrepreneurs. We use it in our business ourselves. You do your planning once a month, you post once a month, and then the posts just roll.
Absolutely.
Hootsuite is an awesome winner. Go check that out. And then Alison.com, the greatest training channel in the world, I believe. We're not getting any sponsorship from Alison. I'm just saying I learn a lot from Alison. So go and check it out. It's been a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me, Catherine.
Absolutely. Until next time, entrepreneurs, go set up those digital media accounts.